Welcome back. Before we start with today's topic, I just wanted to wish you a happy new year. When I'm recording this, it is the brand spanking new 2023. We're still in January, even though the weather where I live has been all kinds of weird, but this is not what that's about. I just wanted to wish you a happy new year. And I know with that phrase comes baggage. Sometimes it's good baggage. Sometimes it's exciting baggage. And sometimes it is heavy. And sometimes it feels like there's some expectations. And so those of you who haven't set resolutions are feeling like you're supposed to be. And those who do are wondering if you set the right ones. And those who were overzealous are like, oh, well, can I really stand up to that? And those of you who feel like you let yourself off the hook kind of know that in the depths of your heart. And I wanted to come alongside you today and just to give you a moment to breathe and to remember that you were loved into existence on purpose, with purpose, and for purpose. Welcome to the Purpose Project podcast, where we live our lives knowing that we were loved into existence on purpose, with purpose, and for purpose. I am Sarah Kroger, your host. I'm a speaker, an author, a mindset strategist, a mother of seven and a wife of one, a lover of goats and cows and dogs, and I'm doing my best to live the life that God created me for and that Jesus died for. Welcome. I'm glad that you're here. So I got asked the other day, I was doing an interview for an organization through Instagram, actually, and I got asked at the end of it what I recommend in terms of setting goals for the new year. And I was like, so that's a big question. And it's kind of hard to paint a full picture in like 2 minutes. And because I don't do anything small, of course, I'm thinking in my mind like, well, I would love to do a whole retreat on goal setting and go through, you know, who should set what type of goals and how you know what type of goals to set and then what all those types of goals are and then actually give you a chance to set some and reflect on them and pray and, you know, let some things settle into your heart and see how they sit with you. And then I would have to go into a session explaining how sometimes that uneasy feeling in the pit of your stomach is the evil one. And sometimes it's the Holy Spirit trying to boot you out of your comfort zone. And when you're comfortable and complacent, it's really the Holy Spirit that is making you feel uneasy. So this idea that, you know, if you just feel content and at peace in your heart, that must mean you made the right decision. And I'm like, well, not always. So how do you, you know, all of that. So of course my mind started going a million miles an hour and I was like, okay, this isn't helping anybody. But if I was only going to say one thing, what would it be? So this is going to be not as intense as a full retreat and not a giant fire hose of information. We're going to go through a couple of sessions and we're going to talk about what kind of goals to set and how to set goals and should you have resolutions and what if you're not really feeling it? What if you just don't feel like stretching yourself right now or you just don't feel like you can? But do me a favor, stick around. At the end of this episode, I am going to give you, if you only do one thing, here's what you should do. I am going to give you a couple of episodes to determine what suits you best. Because if you're someone who feels like 2022 was their year, like you were, everything went well, you felt great, you might need a different approach to your goals than someone who feels like they just got knocked down and hit while they were down this past year. You know, if you're feeling like you can hardly get your feet under you, I'm going to recommend something different for you than I'm going to recommend for the person who is firing on all cylinders and ready to really stretch and reach for something big. You're not the same person all the time. And so you don't move through life the same way all the time. And the good news is, the best news is that God is bigger than your human limitations. And so your big capital P purpose is to know, love, and serve God. That is why you were loved into existence. And then on an individual level, why you were loved into existence the way that you are, which is different than the way that I am and the way that she is and the way that they are and the way that they are. Your intentional creation, your specific recipe that was used for you comes along with it seasons. And different seasons of life lead to different ways of moving through that life and therefore different goals. So this series is going to help you solidify where you are and what you need to get to where you want to be. Are you dreaming really big right now and you're ready to stretch out of where you are? Or are you just trying to stand up on wobbly edges? Because like I said, I'm not going to recommend SMART goals to somebody who needs tub-thumping goals. Before we go on here, I wanted to invite you, if you're benefiting from the things that you hear today and things that you hear on this podcast, please share it. That way, this message of purpose reaches more people. If you subscribe, if you share it, if you send it to somebody you think it will bless, I promise you just being thought of will touch them. And if you share it maybe on your social media or if you email it to a friend, that will let the providers of these podcast episodes know that this is something that's valuable, and then they will share it with more people. They will recommend it to a wider audience. And that way, this message that you were loved into existence on purpose, with purpose, and for purpose will reach as many people as possible. If you want even more than that, please consider purchasing one of my devotionals so that you can encounter this type of teaching and content as part of your daily routine. You can get the devotionals in digital format at www.thepurposeproject.coach, www.thepurposeproject.coach. You can get my two devotionals in digital format. If you want a paperback copy, you can go to Amazon and search Sarah Kroger in books, and that'll give you the journals and devotional that I have available there. Or you can contact me directly because I have some in my hot little hands that I can send to you. You can also come and see me speak at a live event. I have got several scheduled around the Cleveland area coming up here soon. And you can check your email if you're on my mailing list. If you're not on my mailing list, get on my mailing list. Go to www.thepurposeproject.coach to get on the mailing list. And then you will receive notices about where I'm going to be live. Or you can bring me to your area. I am portable. You can have me at your area, in your church, at your women's group, at your organization for a half day retreat or full weekend long retreat. It is up to you. So here's the thing about goals. Your life is meant for more than a to-do list. I love the idea of a bucket list from a dreaming perspective, but it's really just a to-do list. Even a big giant bucket list is a to-do list. The unlistable parts of you, your peace, your intimacy with God, your trust in relationships, increasing your desire to serve, those are what make a whole, fulfilling, and holy life. When you are setting goals, those are the kinds of things that you need to be focused on. Where do you need to grow in intimacy with God, in peace in your heart, in trust in your relationships, in healing from past hurts? That's the kind of stuff that your goals should be. Everything else is a checklist in order to achieve those goals. So when we're talking about this, you know what? If you want to set goals for increase in business, or if you want to set health goals, if you want to set, I love the idea of people who are spending more time outside and they're actually counting the hours that they're spending outside with a goal of hitting a number of hours that they've spent outside over the year and they're keeping track of it. That is amazing. But why are we doing that? Well, we're doing it because we believe there's health benefits. We believe that there's peace benefits. We believe that there's togetherness as a family benefits. That's the goal, right? Everything else is just a to-do list. So if you're looking for health and wellness in your body, I had somebody that I follow on Instagram who talked about how she was going to give her body, or how she was going to give herself a year to learn how to love her body in its current stage. And I loved that. The things that she did were, you know, eating a certain way, doing a certain type of exercise, prioritizing some rest, learning how to style her curly hair, all of these kinds of things. Those were the to-dos. But the goal the ultimate like focus for what she did was learning her body and what makes her body healthy and feel good and understand how it works at this phase in her life. So I want you to always set goals with that in mind. Ask yourself, why do I want to do this? Because that's going to direct you to what is really at the heart of why you are setting these goals. The checklist is a means to an end. It's the steps you do to become who you want to be. It should never be so rigid that there's not room for grace and the will of God to come in and move. That means, before anything else, you must begin by orienting yourself to the will of God for your life. That has to be at the heart. That has to be the first and primary thing that you do. Because if your goal is to obtain heaven, if your goal is to grow in holiness and closeness and dependence upon God, you have to orient yourself towards His will. Because going back all the way to the beginning, we believe that we were loved into existence on purpose, for purpose, and with purpose by God, intentionally, with a recipe, not by accident. Irreplaceable, unduplicatable, desired by Him. So, if I say that the ultimate thing you have to do is orient yourself to the will of God, how do you do that? Well, you ask. You ask, you listen, and you anticipate. You ask God to reveal His will to you. You put yourself in His presence. You can say, I prefer just a deep breath and a come Holy Spirit, just that invitation to bring God into your, well, really you bringing yourself into, He's already there, but you opening yourself up to that encounter with God and just inviting Him. It does not have to be flowery or fancy. It doesn't have to be complicated. Think of how a child would ask for what they want. They would just ask. Now, sometimes my children will whine and ask repeatedly despite being given an answer, but maybe that's another part of the podcast. You can just ask, God, I don't really know how to ask this, but I want to know your will for my life. And then you listen. Now, do I think that God is going to click audibly into your ears and give you a vocal answer? Probably not. That is not a common way that God reveals things to us. But listen, sometimes there will be a thought that comes into your head or a feeling that comes into your heart, or you will get words from other people. You will start to hear. I always say when I hear a topic or the name of a book or a concept repeatedly from different sources that are not connected to each other. So if you're in a group and three different people in that group talk about the same book, that might not be it. But like if you're at a meeting and you hear about a book and then a friend of yours mentions a book and then you hear about a book, you know, on a podcast you're listening to and you're like, okay, maybe I should look at this book. And I'm not going to go hugely into like discernment of spirits right now because that is a whole nother thing. And frankly, I'm listening to a podcast by Bob Schutz and Jake Kim right now called Restore the Glory. And they're doing an incredible episode on discerning the spirits. So I would recommend that you go listen to that for specifics. But you can listen for those commonalities. You obviously have to stay close to scripture, stay close to God in prayer, and using the sacrament of confession to make sure that you're in a state of grace, all of those kinds of things so that you can discern the good voices from the evil voices. But you listen. And then finally, you anticipate. You enter into the question believing that God is going to give you an answer. But you don't give God a script. It's not like your prayer is, okay, please God, do this. And here's what answering my prayers would look like. I'll know that you have answered my prayers when you have blah, 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 and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Because God's not a vending machine. He's not the puppy that you're training that you can be like, oh, good boy, you gave me what I asked for. But you can anticipate God always answers us, but doesn't always give us what we ask for. It's okay to ask for specifics, but you always ask with a your will be done kind of mentality. Just like Jesus in the garden, he asked for this cup to pass him by, but your will be done. He asked for something specific, but said, your will, God, your will. So when you're praying for a purpose, for a cause, for healing, for a raise, for a healthy baby, for anything, a fruitful harvest, but your will be done. I trust you, God. I love you. And I'm praying for your will to be done. But then you look for ways that God is showing up. You set that as your intention. You wake up in the morning and you set that as your intention. I am looking for ways that God is showing up in my life today. And you will see them because you're training your brain to look for them, right? It's just like when you buy a new car and suddenly everyone is driving that car. I kid you not, years ago, we had just had our third child and we decided to get a minivan. And I'll tell you what, I understand that minivans get a bad rap sometimes, but I loved my minivan. Being able to get in the car and push a button and all the doors closed was the most wonderful thing in the world. And when we outgrew our minivan and we went back to a car with like actual doors, we all got in the car and then just kind of looked around because all the doors were open. I was like, seriously, guys? But all my kids were little and strapped down, so I had to get back out and go all the way around the car. All the way around the car and close all the doors. Point being, when you get this new car, you now are thinking about this car, you're excited about this car, and you see them everywhere. So we got this minivan. It was a silver Honda Odyssey. And I kid you not, when we went to church that next Sunday, there were 23 silver Odysseys in the parking lot. We went to kind of a big church. There were even more other colored Honda Odysseys. But this silver Honda Odyssey was everywhere. Did everybody in the county get a silver Honda Odyssey the same weekend? Of course not. But I was looking for them. They were on my mind. It was essentially looking for them to show up. I had essentially set my intention to notice them. I didn't do that consciously, but by getting one and being focused on it, I saw them. So, step one in the goal setting strategy is orienting yourself toward the will of God. Think of your goals as less of a checklist and more of a now you become the person you were loved into existence to be. Your purpose. How can you get closer to the heart of God and your primary purpose? That's the first step in this series on setting goals. But I promised you the one thing. That if you were only going to do one thing, it should be this. And I'm going to tell you that one thing is to set a word. Now, setting a word is not a wish. It's not random. And it's not super specific. I have heard people say, oh, don't set a word for the year. Let God move in your life. Well, yes, of course. And the whole point here is that we are going to involve God in the setting of this. We are going to let him reveal to us what our focus should be. We're orienting ourselves to the will of God and letting him reveal to us where he wants us to put our focus. So a word is not a wish. It's not random. It's not super specific. But a word is from God. It is something that he gives to you. Now, this is always the one when someone says, well, how do I hear what God wants me to do? Guys, he will reveal it to you. Go back to how do I figure out the will of God? You ask, you listen, and you anticipate. That's the same way that this word gets revealed. And you've got to allow for some time for it to happen. Because if you sit down right at the end of this podcast and you're like, okay, give me a word, God, and a word pops into your mind, you have got to wait to see if it shows up in other places in your life, if you start to hear scripture that talks about that topic, if you start to see things in your prayer life, in your devotional that you're reading, in conversations you have with other people, out and about in your life. Like when I started ruminating on the idea of purpose and even before the Purpose Project was birthed, When I was ruminating on that year, every talk, every event I went to, there was a talk on purpose. Every book I read, there was talk of purpose. Everything I thought about doing, I had this pull to make sure it aligned with purpose and had a purpose and wasn't just mindless. And you have to allow for time for that to happen. So in order to get this word from God, you have to ask and listen and anticipate and allow enough time to pass. The second thing a word is it's a filter or an umbrella. When you set your word, then everything else in your life has to pass through the filter of that word or that concept before it's allowed to be in your life. And that will help you really discern what to keep on your plate and what to take off your plate for a little while or what to give a lesser role in your life. So in one of my devotionals, in the one called Behold, I Make All Things New, there is there's actually 2 days that talk about filling your jar. And I'm not going to go through the whole story right now, but it's the idea of putting the big rocks in first and then the small rocks and then the pebbles and then the sand and then the water. And that way everything fits in. But sometimes you have more big rocks that you think are important in your life than will fit in your jar before you've put in anything else. You just have too many big rocks. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you've never heard that analogy, you'll need to read the book. But the idea is that God doesn't give you more big rocks, more important things that you're supposed to focus on than you can fit in your jar. He doesn't do that. So maybe it's not that that thing that you think is really important doesn't belong in your life at all, but maybe you just need it to take a less of a focus for right now. Maybe whatever that thing is that you think is a really big deal needs to, or is really important, needs to just take a smaller role in your life for now. And passing everything through the filter of your word, or making sure everything fits under the umbrella of your word, will help you do that. That's also why your word can't just be some random thing that you've... Now, I don't care if you do a random word generator and like, because that's kind of fun. And maybe that would be a stepping off point if you're like, I have no idea. I don't care if you do a random word generator and then see how that sits with you. But it still has to, because I mean, God can do anything. So he could give you a word via a random word generator, but it still has to stand the test of time, right? You still have to give it time. You are not going to listen to this, say, okay, random word generator, boom, and tomorrow I've got my word and we're off and running. You have to marinate. You have to ruminate a little bit. You have to kick it around in your mind and in your heart to see that if it stands the test of time. And the third thing a word is it shows up in your life. That's what we've been talking about. It's this thing that is going to show up in your life and you are going to start to see it everywhere like a silver Honda Odyssey. I will say on that front, showing up in your life, there are some times where the real reason for my word shows up the next year. The year that I picked surrender for a word, I got to the end of that year and I was like, so this surrender thing, that's not so hard. Oh my gosh, you guys, the next year flattened me. The next year was the year that I was really called to surrender. And it's funny because after my year of surrender, the word that came to me was loveliness. And I felt like the year of loveliness was awful because it was the year that I was really called to surrender. And so there are times where God gives me this word as preparation. So in my year on surrender, here I am thinking I'm surrendering and I'm reading about surrender and I'm doing a surrender novena and I'm offering up all of these things. And isn't that wonderful? And look at me go, look at me surrendering and detaching, because the next year was the year that I was really going to need it. But then the word loveliness in hindsight could have given me so much hope. Because it's like, okay, now I'm really called to surrender, but it's okay. There's loveliness here. There's loveliness coming. And so I think all of that comes from time and reflection, because God's outside of time. We live in time. So I want my word to come right now. I want to experience it right now. I want to see the fruit of my sacrifice right now. And I want to see what comes of it right now. But God's outside of time. So it could be at a different point that we look back and see that golden thread of grace that God has woven through all of these years that held them together. My word for this year is invitation. I have been struck with this over the last several months, this realization that there's parts of my heart where I have been keeping God at a distance, that I haven't been letting Jesus in all of these parts of my heart, and that the first thing I need to do is offer an invitation. I don't know how to do that. I'm not sure that I've even uncovered all of the places where I have kept him out. I'm not even sure I can tell you what they are, but I know that they're there. And so my focus this year is going to be figuring that out, growing in my relationship with God through invitation, growing in my path of healing, going on my journey through healing by invitation. Because here's the thing about God. If you have put up boundaries, if you've put up walls to protect yourself, he will respect those. If you push him out, he will be right there the second that you turn to him, but he is not going to force himself upon you. You have to bring him in. You have to invite him into this space. And so that's what I've been given for the year, is invitation. Next time we come together, we're going to talk about how to set goals according to your season. But I want to give you, if I can give you homework, I want to give you a piece of homework. After you listen to this, before the next episode comes back, I want you to go back and listen all the way back to the very first Purpose Project episode, episode number 1, about choosing your word. I recorded that in like December. I recorded it the first time, I think in like December of 2019. And the other day I was like, oh, so that was when I was hitting January of 2020 and I had all these big plans, all of this travel that I was going to do, all of this work that I had building, all of this stuff that was happening with my team and launching the Purpose Project and starting the year off with a goal setting mastermind. And it was fabulous. It was all incredible. But then we all know what happened next. And I'm like, I wonder what I said in that episode that would be totally baseless now. That things are just different now. And I wonder what I said that would be totally ridiculous to listen back to. So I went back and I listened to that episode 1 the other day. And I'm going to tell you, I stand by every word of it. Everything that I said in December of 2020 or December of 2019 and January of 2021, I still stand by. It will help you think about what sending a word is like, what choosing a word is like, what the purpose of it is, how you go about it, what it does to you and the way that you have to approach it. But at the end of it all, at the bottom of it all, I want you to keep asking, God, what is your will? What is your will for my life? I want that. And orienting yourself in that direction, that will help you live this year on purpose, with purpose, and for purpose. Stay close by, friends. We are going to keep talking about this. I've got a couple more episodes to take you through some of the nitty-gritty. But if you only do one thing, choose a word. And frankly, even if you've planned to do more than one thing, even if you've already done the things, choose a word. It's simple. It is something that you can hold close to your heart. It's something that you can write at the top of your journal. It's something really clear and concise, but with room for God to come in and move. I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.